But right now, let's find out what's making the headlines with Cathy Van Extel. Good morning, Cathy.
Good morning. The Australian's going all out on the front page with the Royal Commission into Union Corruption. It's also reporting that authorities have failed to prosecute any foreign buyer for breaching rules which are aimed at preventing investment in established homes in Australia. The SMH and the Daily Telly are both reporting on the New South Wales government's electricity privatisation plan. And in Victoria, The Age has an exclusive interview with the Independent MP, Jeff Shaw, who is facing a motion today to be suspended from Parliament. He's accused the Premier of trying to silence him for speaking out about Victoria's abortion laws. The Herald Sun: detectives investigating the murder of Pakenham mum Kylie Blackwood are scanning hundreds of hours of CCTV footage in a bid to identify a killer they suspect may be a local. And the Courier Mail is covering the trial of accused wife killer Gerard Baden-Clay. That trial began yesterday. The court heard he allegedly used a secret email account to tell his mistress that he loved her and to leave things to me now in the days before his wife Alison went missing. Over in the West, the West Australian, more than 41,000 WA drivers are on the brink of losing their licence, prompting calls for a rethink of the demerit point penalty system. And the Advertiser: the game-changing discovery of a new way to kill leukemia cells is the first major breakthrough of the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute. And then finally, in the NT news today, it's crocodiles again. No surprises there. Divers working on the INPEX project have been told to continue working if they see crocodiles smaller than 1.5 metres. No mention of danger money there, James.
Thank you, Cathy Van Extel.
You go swimming with some crocs today and tell me how it feels.
Oh, no thanks.